Hi, my name is Carrie Mighton, and I'm really excited to present you with a recent presentation I just did for the Global One Business Mastermind last week. And it was really exciting because we were able to create really amazing results. You know, we're getting close to Christmas here in Australia, and as we get closer to Christmas, I think people don't realize, you know, how they really need to pick up their momentum and start really paying attention to the things that matter. So we're more than 120 days away from our December period where the whole country shuts down. And today I'd like to actually present you with a way to get ahead so that you can create more sales, more opportunities. And in the next 120 days, if I can get you to a point where you can achieve the revenue that you want to achieve in a quarter of the time, right? So like if you look at where you want to go in the next year and you can say, right, I'm going to want to hit, let's say $1 million in the next year. And you look at that and you think, I want to hit $1 million in the next year. And I want to know that I'm going to be there by December of this year. So I want to empower you to be in that situation, whether you have a team around you or you're starting out, it's all the sales are relying on you. This is going to give you a strategy and a structure, one, to bring on more people, two, to actually know exactly what KPIs and targets that you need to measure in order to create more opportunity and track yourself so that you can know how to hit your goals and where to hit your goals. And then you spend money a lot better too, because you'll know, where is my sales strength? Where should I be putting my energy? And how do I constantly make sure that I'm leading people to having more high quality conversations with me. So I'm going to share my screen with you now. I'm going to go through the presentation, and whether you are listening or actually watching this video, highly recommend you keep a hold of this and you keep track of your note. One of the things that we did in the mastermind is we used index cards. So if you have an index card and you want to actually use this strategy so that you can keep it around, when I first met Jordan Belfort and started working with him, gosh, it's been 6 years ago. Oh my gosh, it's been 6 years. So 6 years ago, Jordan told me to get out an index card. And he said, this index card is going to change your life. And it has changed my life. So if I can share that index card and you putting the right information on that index card, and then you putting it on your desk, you putting in it around you so that you actually can look at it every single day and know what to focus on, and then basically start to manifest and create the sales that you want to create, this is exactly how to do it. So I'm going to go through this quickly, fastly, so make sure if you don't get it, you can re-listen to it, and shout out if you've got any questions. If you're on the podcast, I got lots of different things that you can ask for questions. If you're on YouTube, you can actually ask the questions down below in the comments. And you can also reach out to me directly at carriemighton.com if you have questions along the way and you want to answer or ask me questions directly, or even on LinkedIn, you can actually get to me directly if you want to connect with me on LinkedIn. So hope you enjoy the presentation and get ready. We're going to get started. All right. So we are going to talk about inside sales. Okay, so inside sales is, in my opinion, inside sales is the inside, the back end. It's the reporting, it's the functionality, it's all the things that you actually need to see. So these are some of the companies I've worked with, and a lot of these guys come to me for just one thing. Now, all these people, literally, and all these different organizations can measure their entire business from a report. A report that they can pull anytime, any place, any day, and know exactly how the business is performing and what they need to improve and what they need to scale back on or what they need more of. So imagine if you could actually spend money on marketing or spend money on staff and know exactly how to predict what you're going to need next based on a report. I mean, a lot of people talk about the idea of running a business through a report, but this is actually how you do it. You have to know how to measure your results. So how are you currently measuring your results? Forget your bank account. Forget your, you know, what you see in terms of sales and pipeline and all these things. Let's talk about the tangible things to look at so that you can actually measure your results. So first things first, let's back into what are the results that you want to create. So sales is closing. Closing equals getting paid, right? So if we look at what you want to achieve in the next 120 days, let's back into it, right? So what is your revenue goal? What is the total number of sales that you need to achieve that revenue goal? This is what you put on your index card. So remember how just a second ago I said, put out an index card. This is what you're going to put on it. What's your revenue goal? What's the number of sales you need? How much traffic do you need? How many presentations do you need? And how many sales appointments do you need in order to achieve your 120-day goal? So pull out your index card and write this down. What's your revenue goal? Number of sales, traffic, presentation, sales appointments, right? Then looking at your sales conversion, if you look at the last 3 months, what has been the average sales price based on the last 3 months, right? And how many sales do you need in order to hit your goal in the next 120 days? So here's what I mean. If you look at the last 3 months and how much income you've generated, what I want you to do is get out a calculator or get on your phone right now and divide the total revenue by the total number of sales that was created. That's going to give you your average sales price, right? And if we look at the total number of sales that was created based on the revenue, now when you look at the next 120 days and you look at your total overall financial target, right? If you were to take your revenue goal and now divide it by your average sales price that you just created from the last 3 months, that's going to give you the number of sales that you need to create to hit your goal. And now we're talking, because now we can look at everything that I'm going to go through and you're going to figure out what is it that I need to improve on or what is it that I need to change so that I can actually hit my 120-day goal. I mean, what an empowering place to just measure everything that you do as far as scaling and growing your business by KPIs and targets, right? So this is how you do it. And then we can fix it. So if you need to have a better sales conversion, if you need to have stronger strategy sessions, if you need more traffic, if you need any of those things, that's all very fixable if you know what you want, right? So right now, where are you getting most of your sales, right? So now back up for a second and think, where am I currently getting most of my sales? And what are my current conversions? So out of all the sales that I've gotten, right? So if you look at the last 3 months and you think, how many sales conversations have I had? And how many closed? What I want you to do is I want you to divide the number of sales that you've had to the number of sales appointments you've had. And that's going to tell you your current conversion. Now, while you're figuring this out in your head, industry standards, like some of the best salespeople on the planet and some of the best salespeople on volume, high volume calls that are talking to warm and cold traffic are converting anywhere from 30 to 40%. 40% would be really good, okay? Now, if you're not currently selling to cold traffic and you're selling to warm referrals, your closing rate will be much higher, right? But if your closing rate is lower than 30%, then you more than likely need to fix it. And if it's lower than like 50, 60% when you're talking to referrals, then there's probably something wrong. So we'll have a look at that in just a second. So let's talk about three surefire converters, sales converters, that you can put into your business right now or into, if you're a salesperson, into your sales conversation to actually create higher sales conversions, right? So now you know your KPIs, now you know your revenue, now you know what you want to hit. So let's look at what do we need to do to increase our sales conversions so that we spend more time with high quality sales conversations versus people wasting our time, right? So what I'm seeing right now is a lot of people might take 3 to 6 sales calls to close a deal, or they might have to go and have coffee 6 times, then have a follow-up meeting and all this stuff. And it's just a total waste of time, right? You should be able to create a sale within 2 conversations. So let's look at how you can make that happen so that you can get more time back. Because in order for you to increase your revenue, you're going to have to do more efficient tasks. you're going to have higher quality sales conversations, and you might have to raise your price, right? So like a lot of people come to me and they're really wanting to like, let's say you want to make $250,000 in the next year, but you're literally selling programs and you're selling your services for $500 to $1,000. Well, what if you could have the exact same conversation and quadruple your revenue? I mean, last year I literally took a program that I was selling for $500, and by the end of the year, I brought it up to 15,000, got better conversions and more referrals off of the $15,000 sale than I did for the $500 sale. In fact, the $500 people were far more difficult. So pay attention. You want to really pay attention to your price, and you want to pay attention to your metrics. Okay. So three surefire sales converters. What is your client attraction message and conversation? Right. So is your message converting? So how many, we'll look at this in a second, but this will help you see, like, if you look at the number of traffic that you've currently got going onto your website, so you might have to look at your Google Analytics, how much traffic do you have coming to your website, and how much of that traffic is opting in, giving you their name, their number, and their email address, right? Or submitting an online inquiry. And then from that, how many are turning into conversations once they have opted in? How many are turning into a sale and or a sales conversation? Secondly, you remember how I said just a moment ago that a lot of people are spending a lot of time on the phone? So your authority should systematically close people for you. It should bring the highest quality people to you. So we're going to walk through authority deeply because that's a really big topic. And if you don't have authority and you're in business, it's going to be a very long, long slog of going back and forth and back and forth. And then the third and the most important thing, it doesn't matter if you're doing $50,000 a year or you're doing $100 million a year, is your sales metrics, okay? So let's look at how to quickly identify what needs improvement fast and instantly, quickly make a change. Because if we're looking at the next 120 days, you can't sit and think about whether or not you should fix something, you need to fix it, right? So what is the most important yes? So your message and your copy, number one. So if you have 1,000 of the right people that are coming to your website right now, you want to capture the first yes. That first yes often looks like a lead, a name, an email, a phone number, or an email address or address, whatever it is that you measure in terms of getting someone to say yes and give you their details. Second is your presentation. Your presentation, the first 5 minutes of your presentation is going to establish whether or not there's a yes there. On the telephone, the most important time in the telephone when you're going to get the yes that matters is the last 10 minutes. Now, selling on the telephone typically doesn't actually start until they first say no. How many of you right now, or just ask yourself this, are you currently asking for the sale a second and a third time after they've said no? Most people don't. And most people don't know what to say because they build everything up on the front end before they even ask for the sale. Some people build everything up on the front end before they ask for the sale and before they even mention the price. So you want to be really mindful not to give it all up before you even ask for the first sale, right? And on video, the first 3 seconds of the video is the most important, otherwise they're going to stop listening. So what is the first point of failure as to why people or why you might not be getting more of your ideal clients in front of you, or why you are having a hard time going to market, or if you're spending a lot of money on advertising and you're not getting leads and you're not getting sales? The first thing is your message, right? So this is the most important part of the entire sales process because your message tells people what's going on. So Freedom 360, 2 Men in a Truck, lots of these different these companies that you see up here, they come to me for just one thing. They just want one conversion. If they can get their message to convert better, they can get more leads. If they can get their phone people to close sales better, they get more sales. And we're not talking just one thing, right? We're talking like not one small little bitty sale. A 10% increase to a $100 million company with the same amount of leads is worth $10 million in profit. Having an extra 10 to 15 people in a room to some of these companies is worth an extra $40,000 to $100,000 to $1 million a year, right? I'm going to walk through some of this with you. And when you see the change, your mouth's going to drop, because that one little conversation or this one conversion is worth millions and millions of dollars, millions. So you really want to pay attention to what is the one thing that if you could do it so that you can go to market better to get more leads, or so that you have better quality sales conversations and you spend less time on the phone. If you spent half as much time in sales conversations right now, what else could you be doing to either A, bring in more business, or B, get in more sales? So the question that you've got to ask yourself is, are you hitting your sales goals? Like, if you look at how much revenue you want to bring in, are you hitting your sales goals? Do you have enough leverage? Do you have enough sales leverage? Or are you still spending too much time closing deals or talking to people or building relationships? You should know within the second call whether or not they've paid or if they've paid you. And this is the thing. It doesn't matter if you're in a corporate sale or another kind of sale. Authority can do so much of the selling for you, but you've got to have a bit of sales leverage. And sales leverage could be a video. It could be presentations like what I'm doing right now, or it could be an immediate purchase for products. So qualifying and getting people to take some kind of action and learn an education before they get to you, and or bringing on a sales team. But you can't bring a sales team on unless you have front-end educational leverage, because they don't want to waste their time either, right? That's a hard, cold fact. I have a lot of people who happily come on board, and they'll come and start selling for me or selling for people that I recommend to them, because they know that the only way I would even put them into that organization is if they had enough leads and if they had enough leverage, because they don't want to waste their time as much as you don't want to waste your time. They're high performers. These are high earners. These are high income earners. So you've got to be set to make it easy for everybody to close. So is your message working? Are needs, new leads coming easily? Are the sales converting easily? And can someone else sell this for you, right? Or can you deliver on a video or a report or presentation to get sales? Your message is working if you can say yes to all these questions. If you're saying no to any of these questions, something's wrong with your message and we need to fix it. Here's an example of a baby bedding company that I started working with. And they have had more than 10 years in business. They had really low take up, low revenue, lots of stock, okay? And when they came to me, they were paying for marketing, it wasn't working, and they were a direct sale e-commerce store. So right now, if you're selling products and you're not getting quite the conversions that you want, either on the page or on email or on Facebook, or you're paying for advertising and marketing, or you might be paying for influencers and you're not making a direct sale and you can't track it and you can't see that you're getting paid every time you do stuff, this is a really good example. The problem was the message. We had to really squeeze the message down to focus just on sleep. That's it. Sleep. That was the biggest problem. We went to their exact target demographic and we were able to get 445 opt-ins. That's leads, qualified leads to the exact market from 1,000 visits. Now, this is something that they had spent thousands of dollars on before, and they had had 1,100 to 1,200 visits to their website, but they weren't getting leads or sales. So we were able to take that exact same paid strategy, specify the message, make it very direct, create an opt-in, and then we were able to get 445 opt-ins. That's more than double what I had anticipated. Now, from that one opt-in, it created thousands in new sales in just 3 weeks. And the beautiful thing is, this original list was around 2,500 people. So you can imagine adding 445 people is a nearly 25% increase in actual database right? So if you know anything about a database, it's a very important asset to any organization. And they still make money from these leads every single week, right? And this is on $100 to $200 per person sale. Point of failure number two is your sales conversation, right? So if you aren't having consistent annual growth, if you're not profitable, and you don't have leverage online and or with people, you probably have a sales conversation problem. Now, the good news is that this is just a system. So your sales conversation is probably either being opened or closed wrong, right? Most people lose sales because what comes out of their mouth in the first 5 minutes and comes out of their mouth in the last 10 minutes is bad, right? So we just need to fix that. So if this relates to you, if this is something that you feel that you're not doing properly, it's probably your sales conversation. And that whole entire sales conversation and sales process that someone goes through from the point that they give you their email address or their phone number down to the point that they get on the phone with you or go to your presentation, this is all a system. So you just have a simple point of failure in your system. It could be in your conversation. It could be in your message. Or it could be in your video or your presentation. So you just need to have a look at, where am I falling through? So let's look at your last 3 months. So if you look at what's happening for you in the last 3 months, how many new leads did you get? How many new sales did you get? How many sales did you get from your presentations? How many sales did you get from new leads? And how many sales did you get from sales appointments? So how many new leads did you get? And if you want to like take it to the next level, how much traffic did you get? And then how many leads did you get from your traffic? This is going to tell us if your message is working. Then if you look at your number of new sales, how many sales did you get in the whole entire 3 months? Right? Number of leads, number of sales from presentation. So if you do videos or presentations, how many sales came directly on the spot from the presentation? The reason I'm asking you these questions is because I want to see what is your strength and what is your weakness. Then we can fix it. You can figure out what is the point in the process that I'm failing, right? Because if you know these numbers, what's the number one thing these guys, these bigger companies that are doing 1 million up to 100 million, what are they doing different? They're tracking these metrics. Leads, sales from presentation, sales from new leads, sales appointments. Are most of leads, they're new leads that are new opt-ins buying within the first week, within the first day, or within months down the track? What is it? So if you've ever heard of Ogilvy, who is like one of the best advertisers on the planet, advertising people who ignore research are as dangerous as generals who ignore decodes of enemy signals. So if you are not looking at your metrics, this is a big problem. Now, these are all different companies, Jordan Belfort, Freedom 360, Laurel Langmire, Two Men in a Truck. All of these companies were leaving millions of dollars on the table, and they were losing 10 to 20% of attendees, or they just wanted a better return on investment on their leads and advertising, because like some of these companies are spending more than $100,000 a month on advertising. So if they can get an extra 10% conversion on the front end or 10% conversion on the back end, that's worth hundreds of millions of dollars to these companies, or millions of dollars. Or if you're a smaller company and you're just doing a million a year, it could be an extra $100,000. And the beautiful thing is, we can do it very fast. It only takes less than 30 days. Once you figure out what's wrong, you can quickly fix it, right? And then the other really good thing about it is when you realize the point of failure, we can ignite sales fast and we can identify what needs to be fixed. And this is how all these guys are running things. It's just in the metrics, right? So one of the key things right now, if you're noticing that in your sales conversation, or from the point of an opt-in through to the point of a sales conversation, you're losing leads and not turning them into sales, or you're actually not getting sales because of from the point of the sales conversation to the close, it's more than likely because of your authority and social proof, right? So if right now you have a 3 to 6 month closing cycle, you're discounting on price, you're relying on referrals, or you have a revenue plateau, or you've got low closing ratios, less than 20%, your authority is probably a problem, right? So how do you know if your authority is a problem? If people aren't taking you seriously, if people aren't buying fast, if there's nothing about you that they can read before they talk to you, if there's nothing on Google, no testimonials, no social proof, go Google yourself. Do you have someone else on Google or on your website that says that you're as good as you say you are? Do you have social proof? Do you have case studies? Do you have testimonials? Can they find you on Google? Can they find your company on Google? Can they find somebody else on Google talking about how great you are? There's got to be proof between the first visit and the close. So what I mean when I say that is the first time they jump on the site, all the way down to the point that they close, they're going to find out if you are the real deal. They're going to go and Google you, right? So when you fix your perceived authority, it allows you to increase your prices. You spend a lot less time selling. I'm talking, we've cut selling time down by more than 80% because of just fixing authority. You get paid faster, you have more leverage, and you can get people to start selling for you. I mean, I must have lines, truckloads of lines of people that are just like, can you just give me somebody to sell for me? Can you just give me to someone to sell for me? And we can't if you have no authority, you don't have leverage, and you don't have consistent lead flow. And you have to fix your message, you have to fix your sales conversation, and you have to fix your authority for us to be able to do anything with you. And it's not a hard thing to do, but it has to be done. And then on top of it, you've got to consistently have lead flow coming in for someone to come and sell for you, right? But lead flow is useless if you're just taking money and putting it in the rubbish bin, right? There's no point in taking your money and throwing it in the trash if your message isn't right. So this is the fundamentals, okay? So how do you get your new leads to buy fast? You educate them with a video, a book, or a presentation. You give them value on a sales call, in a sales environment, or a special offer. You prove yourself with testimonials and a brochure that explains why you're the best person. Most people between the actual sales conversation and the closing call have nothing in between. You have to have something to continue to carry on that sales conversation. And step four, you follow up. You set a closing date and you follow up until you get a yes. Again, if you ignore your research, if you ignore your statistics, if you don't listen to what I'm talking about right now and you can't figure out what your point of failure is, you're as dangerous as ignoring decodes of enemy signals. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't go to war and not pay attention, right? So if you want to be successful in business, there's a reason that the top companies are tracking everything through KPIs, results, and through reports. You can do the same thing. It's just a system. Message, conversation, closing. Okay? So there was a company we're working with right now. They have 2 full-time sales people. They get fed hot, fresh leads every single week, but they still built a prospect list of over 20,000 people over the last 8 years. They're spending $400 on Facebook ads just to get the hottest leads, and basically the salespeople stopped paying attention to it. And why wouldn't you? Because if you could just stay in front of the hottest people all the time, why would you look at everything else that could also be making money? So we injected our inside sales system. We woke up the sleeping, dormant people with the exact same database that they weren't paying attention to, no additional marketing, and we were able to add 2 to 4 new sales a week worth an extra $400,000 to $1 million a year. The extra cost to them, nothing. So if you're currently doing advertising and you're not doing these things properly, you're leaving money on the table. But isn't it good to know that this is just a system? You can easily figure out what your points of failure are and fix it. The biggest point of failure for every single company I've ever worked with is not knowing the numbers to pay attention to. So come back to your metrics. Your metrics are your message, your conversation, your authority, your sales process, and your closing ratio. If you can't keep up with what I just went through, this is a recording. You can watch it again. You can listen to it again. And you can re-look at what part of the process are you failing on. Is it your message, your conversation? Is it your authority? So you're having calls, but nobody's showing up for the closing call. Or you're having calls, but then you're having to have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more calls or coffees or whatever after you have the first call. What is it? That's your authority. That your authority would be a problem if you're getting leads and nobody's coming to a sales conversation. If you're having sales conversations and then they're not buying, you're doing something wrong in between authority. Is your sales process falling? So basically, you don't have a system to take people from the point of opt-in through to a sale. Your closing ratio, if you're currently having lower than 20% closes on any part of your closing or your sales team, your closing ratio is a problem, which then comes back to your sales conversation. These are the metrics from sales that you should be looking at all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time, every single day. You want to increase your sales, you want to hit your 120 goal, you got to look at this. Look at it. This is how you can achieve what you want to achieve in the next 120 days. So come back to your last 3 months. What was your revenue, sales, traffic, leads, presentation, sales appointments? What is it? What are your numbers? Then go back to your sales metrics. How's your client attraction message? How are your sales conversions? Is your sales process creating quality conversations? Are you doing presentations, follow-up, closing? What's going on for you? So come back now to your actual 120-day goals. What's the revenue? How many sales do you need? How much traffic do you need? How many presentations do you need? And how many sales appointments do you need? Isn't it so good to know that you can easily and effortlessly create sales today? And you can hit your revenue goal. And you actually can see what's wrong to hit the goal and what you need to fix. So let's pay attention. Do you need leads or is it just your message? So if you're getting lots of traffic and low conversions, you probably have a problem with your message. Do you have leads and low sales conversations and low sales? You probably have a problem with your authority. Is it your conversation? Do you need a creative campaign to reignite sales because your salespeople are only paying attention to the hottest people? Is it your sales team? Are they not closing properly? Are they below the 20%? Or do you need more leverage? Like you want to earn more in the same or less time? So if you would like me to look at this for you, I do what's called a sales review. We deep dive into your message, your sales conversations, your process, and your presentation, and overall, we improve your conversions. You can book into one of these if you go to carriemighton.com. You just contact me and tell me you'd like you to do a sales review, and we can actually connect there, and you can see exactly what's wrong if you haven't been able to figure it out today. If you want to see what part of the process you need to fix and get help with it, I can help you figure it out there as well. So I hope you've enjoyed this presentation today. I've gone very quickly, but it's invaluable, and you can change your course in the next 120 days, but you've just got to slow down for a second, pay attention to your numbers, and look at them every week because it'll tell you exactly how to create and manifest your goals. And it'll help you stay on track and know that every single week you're going in the right direction or you're going in the wrong direction and help you steer it to fix it. So thanks again, and I look forward to seeing you soon.